This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 2nd. Well, with the wheat markets yesterday backed off a bit after a huge run up on Wednesday, which took us past the swing highs from mid-September on both KC and Chicago. And interestingly enough, those two markets closed right at those old highs on that day. But yesterday we came in and the market traded an inside day lower, so now we're back below those swing highs from mid-September. This morning, of course, the night session is down a little bit as well, so we are getting some follow-through to the downside. And of course, with this morning's news that Trump has COVID, has kind of thrown many of these markets into a great deal of uncertainty. So we'll see where that all shakes out. But for wheat itself, we're rallying into this seasonal typical high. We got a lot stronger than I thought we would. I thought the high was actually established here about a week and a half ago or so. But be as it may, we're still in that time window of when your seasonal highs would come. And you've got the Southern Hemisphere harvest looming ahead of us and a big crop coming out of Russia, which actually got bigger, according to the Russian ag minister, that they're projecting wheat at around 82 million tons, and so VCon only has them at 80. USDA is only at 78, so there's quite a bit of adjusting to go just in Russia. Now, Australia this morning is predicting that their production will be around 30 million tons. That's another 1.5 million over what USDA recently projected. They're talking about Asian demand has been very robust, and that's going to compete directly with Russia. So you're going to have, another stiff competition between Russia and Australia for the Asian markets, between Russia, Ukraine, and Europe for the North African markets. So I think this is, it's going to pressure markets. Australia is going to be wanting to move a lot of wheat, and Russia is too before it gets real cold. The one thing supporting this wheat market is it's been very dry in southern Russia. Farmers have been slow to get winter wheat seeded, understandably, and the forecast that was calling for rain in about 10 days, that's kind of backing off. We're not really seeing that again this morning. So that's it's definitely a bullish development. But you can only go so far with dryness in the fall. What it likely could do, since corn prices have had a nice run here, is encourage Russian farmers to just not plant winter wheat and opt to go with corn in the spring. But it does, reduce their options. So we'll see. But we're definitely seeing some support to the wheat complex because of that, and also, of course, the quarterly stocks report, which was quite a surprise to the market. But the Russian thing, the dryness, they raise hard red winter wheat. So technically, it would be more supportive for Kansas City rather than Chicago. But the hedge funds and the big traders are going to go to Chicago for that. So that could get a little squirrely as far as that spread goes. But from a fundamental perspective, it definitely would affect the total supply of hard red winter wheat across the world. So I think by and large, the wheat market it's had a great run up into this normal seasonal high. Definitely a place to get some sales on the books. If you still need to wrap up some old crop, certainly get some new crop on the books as well. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.